Dear shareholders, good morning. Myself, Mitushi Darji, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of Madhusudan Industries Limited, welcome you all to the 78th Annual General Meeting of the company, which is being held through video conferencing. I hope all of you are in good health. This meeting is being held through video conferencing, which is in compliance with circulars issued by MCA and SEBI. Now I would like to introduce the directors of the company and other panelists who have joined the meeting through VC. Mr. Rajesh B. Shah, Non-Executive Director. Mr. P.K. Shashidharan, Non-Executive Director. Mr. P.C. Surana, Non-Executive Director and Chairman of Stakeholders Relationship Committee. Mr. Yogendra Zaveri, Independent Director and Chairman of NRC. Mr. Darpan Shah, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee. Mr. Thomas Kosi, Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Tarun Panchal, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. N.M. Nagri, Proprietor of N.M. Nagri and Company Statutory Auditors. Mr. Umesh Parikh, Partner of Parikh Dhawan Associate Secretary Auditor and Scrutinizer. Mr. Sapan Vasa, Proprietor of Sapan Vasa and Company Internal Auditor. In the absence of permanent chairman on the board, all the present directors have elected Mr. P.C. Surana to be the chairman of today's meeting. Members attending the meeting through VC are counted for the purpose of quorum under Section 103 of Companies Act 2013. In today's meeting, as the requisite quorum is present, the meeting is considered to be in order. All the members joining this meeting are placed in mute mode by default to avoid any background noise disturbance and to ensure smooth and seamless conduct of meeting. None of the shareholder has been registered as a speaker shareholder. The notice of AGM and annual return were sent through email to all the members whose email ID is registered with the company or depository, and necessary statutory registers and other documents are available for inspections electronically. Now I request Chairman Sir to address the shareholders.
Good morning, dear shareholders. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you the 78th Annual General Meeting of your company, Madhusudan Industries Limited. This is the 5th AGM of the company, which is being conducted on virtual platform. I would really like to thank you for sparing the time to join us today. During the financial year 23-24, total revenue from the operation of the company was Rs. 121.54 lakhs during the year, as compared to 115.63 lakh in the previous year. The other income of the company stood at Rs. 303.35 lakh during the year under review, as compared to Rs. 330.72 lakh in the previous year. Presently, company is not involved in any manufacturing activities except leasing of property. The management is interested in undertaking a suitable venture in the future that can be set up in the available land and the infrastructure with the company. I appreciate the confidence and faith reposed by the shareholders in the board and the management team. I would like to place on record my deep sense of gratitude to all colleagues on the board. With this remark, I hand over the proceeding to Mr. Thomas Kosi, the Chief Executive Officer of the company, to go through business operation of the governance.
Thank you, Surana ji. Dear shareholders, as you are aware that at present, your company is not involved in any manufacturing activities except leasing of property. The company has infrastructure facility and also land available for undertaking activities in future. The company believes in the practice of good corporate governance and acting as a good corporate citizen. Adequate internal control system exists in the company, and the internal control system of the company is incommensurate with the size and complexity of the company's business. For the company, the adherence to the corporate governance is not only from the letter of law, but to do the business in a right and a legal way. I appreciate and thank you, dear shareholders, for your continued faith in the company and believing in the management of the company, and also thank Board of Directors for their continued support and guidance. With this, I hand over the further proceedings of AGM to the Company Secretary of the Madhusudan Industries Limited for statutory business and e-voting. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. In compliance with provisions of Section 108 of Companies Act 2013 and relevant rules made thereunder, SEBI LODR Regulations 2015 and related circulars issued by MCA, the company had provided its members the facility of remote e-voting to exercise their right to vote on the resolutions to be proposed at the AGM. The remote e-voting commenced from 23rd September 2024 at 9 a.m. and ended on 25th September 2024 at 5 p.m. Since the AGM is being conducted through VC, the members are given the facility of e-voting during the AGM instead of casting their vote through poll paper. The members who are present in the AGM through VC facility and who have not cast their vote on the resolutions through remote e-voting are eligible to vote through e-voting system available during the AGM. Mr. Umesh Parikh, or failing him Mr. Uday Dave, practicing company secretaries, partner of Parikh Dave & Associates, has been appointed as scrutinizer to scrutinize the remote e-voting and e-voting done during the AGM in a fair and transparent manner. Results of both remote e-voting and e-voting done during the AGM will be declared as per the relevant provisions of Companies Act and listing regulations. Shareholders may at any time ask question or raise any queries through email on the given email ID of company, that is cs@madhusudanindia.com. With the permission of members, we are taking the notice of AGM as circulated to the members electronically as read. The statutory and secretarial auditor's report for the financial year under review do not contain any qualification. Now, with the permission of chairman, I would like to proceed further with the business items as mentioned in the notice of AGM for your consideration. There are two ordinary business items. First, to receive, consider and adopt the audited financial statements of the company for the financial year ended on 31st March 2024 and directors and auditors report thereon. Agenda 2, to appoint a director in place of Mr. P.K. Shashidharan, who retires by rotation and being eligible offer himself for reappointment. There is one special business item for which detailed explanation were provided in the notice of AGM, which was already circulated to you through email. Resolution 3, to continue the directorship of Yogendra Zaveri as non-executive independent director of the company, who has attained the age of 75 years till the expiry of his current term up to 14th June 2026. All the business agenda items are now over. All the business agenda items are now over. The members who are present in the AGM through video conferencing and had not cast their votes on the resolutions through remote e-voting are eligible to vote through e-voting facility available during the AGM. This facility is now open for such members and will be available for next 15 minutes from the conclusion of meeting. The results of the remote e-voting and e-voting done during the AGM on all the resolutions as per the notice of AGM shall be announced after receipt of scrutinizer's report within 2 working days from the conclusion of meeting and the results will be available on the website of company and will also be submitted to Stock Exchange and CDSL as per the relevant provision of Companies Act and Listing Regulations. Since no other matter is left to be transacted, I convey my sincere thanks to directors and members for sparing their valuable time for attending the AGM of the company. With a vote of thanks to Chairman, sir, we are now concluding the meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.